Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Michael's Mixdown. Michael's Mixdown is a show primarily about the recording arts, so whether you heard it in the studio or in the stadium, you can hear about it here on Michael's Mixdown. So this episode is going to be kind of all about the VO scene on TikTok and Discord with my friends Mandy and Chris. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, wonderful. And then we've been trying to put this together for a little while, and I'm glad that we're finally all in the same place at the same time, and we can take a little time out of the holidays here to to all get together. So I guess the TikTok kind of brought the three of us all together, but I've known Mandy for a little while since before we were all on TikTok and such. But I was wondering how you two got to know each other. Was it through TikTok or was it like previous to that?
It was through TikTok. I think I probably knew of Mandy before she knew of me. When I was going, kind of just scrolling through all the voice acting TikTok stuff, her videos were always super, super informative. So I followed her a while back.
And then I'm not sure who made the first move, but at one point I know we were both like, hey, we should know each other, like outside of just doing TikToks. And there was one night somebody commented on a video saying, we were like having a conversation and somebody was like, I wish you had a Discord, a voiceover Discord, so that we could talk more about this stuff. And I didn't even know what Discord was. I'm old. I don't know any of this stuff. And so I was like, what is that? What is this? And I went down this rabbit hole of what it is and how it works and how to set it up. And I just sort of on a whim set it up. And Chris was so kind and was like, well, I know all about Discord and I can help. And let's start this together, start this journey, and let's, you know, I was thinking of doing it, I just hadn't pulled the trigger, so let's go. So that's how that kind of started.
Yeah. And let it be known that Chris is one of the nicest guys I think I've ever encountered on that makes content and stuff, and obviously the community also would agree with me, so just keep doing what you're doing, man. It's
You're too kind. I appreciate that, man.
And Mandy's okay, but you're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just
sorry. Mandy and I are very much on the same wavelength of humor, so we trade a little bit of back and forth, and we have gotten into each other's like weird niche of humor for sending TikToks too. So
it's true. You know how you have like those friends where you might not, you know, text or talk to all the time, but you send TikToks, like that's your form of communication.
Yep.
we definitely have that going on.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a friend I specifically send like all the really weird TikToks I come across.
There you go.
That, he sends them back to me. That's the way to do it.
All right. So, let's talk about how you both found your way onto TikTok and started making content for voice acting. So, you know, we can do, you know, ladies first. Mandy, how did you start, I guess, getting on to TikTok and deciding to make videos? And then you make a huge variety of videos. So you, I don't remember exactly what it all was you started with, just like general tips and tricks. And now you're doing the voice actors help desk and all kinds of stuff.
But. Yeah. It all started back in the day when all the kids were talking about TikTok and I didn't even know what TikTok was either. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I'll pull the trigger. I'll jump in and see what's happening. And I saw so many videos about voiceover from people who don't do voiceover. It was like all these people talking about how to get into it, what to do, all this stuff. And I was like, wait a second, like, is this satire? Because this is not even close to being accurate. And the more I consumed and the more I kept watching, it just made me angry. And so I thought, this needs to stop, or at least needs to have the counterpart of truth to all of this ridiculousness. And so that's kind of, I was fueled by rage. And that's how I got onto TikTok. I was fueled by anger.
Right. And then just point in case anybody listening to this is not familiar, you'd been a industry veteran for 15 or odd years, even prior to your TikTok stuff. So
yes.
So you knew what the hell you were talking about.
I maybe knew. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not, I can't say, you know, I can't say I know. I'm not, but I'm not the authority or anything.
Right, but you're not going to bullshit people and tell them that they can get on and, you know, ACX or whatever and get and just start talking and make money.
Right. That's what I was really seeing was, you know, get on these platforms. If you know how to speak English and you want to make $300 an hour, just jump on the, and it was just so laughable, but it made me really fear for people who would believe it. And because I love the voiceover industry so much and it has done so much for me and is my passion and career choice out of love, I didn't want to see anybody fall for it, you know, and get their heart broken and have this dream and then try to follow this terrible advice and then, you know, have the wind knocked out of their sails and give up. That, like, that's the worst thing that I can think of. So, right. Or get swindled out of some money or something like that, like being taken advantage of just not pursuing the dream. So I had to try to find a way to, you know, combat that.
Right.
You know, what was happening.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
And so, Chris, how did you get started on TikTok, and what made you want to start making content on there?
Yeah, kind of a similar story. I had known about TikTok's existence for a while. I was taking voiceover coaching with somebody, and he said, hey, you should start making content just to kind of get your name out there a little bit more. And I was like, yeah, sure, I guess. But I didn't really know what to do at first. So I kind of, if you go back and see all my really early videos, there's some weird stuff on there. But I started doing like D&D related content. And eventually one day, I full disclosure, I totally ripped off that, I don't know if you've ever heard of Noble Son.
Oh, yeah.
I saw like a voiceover challenge from him. And I was like, oh, that sounds really fun. I've always liked like game development and like making games and making little like fun things for people to do. So making voiceover challenges kind of seemed like just a fun, another little game to make. So I totally ripped him off, made a voiceover challenge, and it blew up completely ridiculously. The first video I made got like 1 million something views.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, and I was like, okay, well, I guess this is my thing now. So I just kept doing that, and yeah, it's been a whirlwind since then.
And in full disclosure, my dog has decided it's noisy time. Even though I gave him busy stuff to do, he evidently got through it pretty quick. And now he wants to be noisy, and I don't have a whisper booth or anything, so
it's okay. Fur babies are always allowed.
Right. Right. Yeah, I did just, I don't know, I don't think either one of you had seen my little studio here. I just got over the summer, all this new, you know, sound deadening stuff up, and it's great for playback, but not so much for recording. It's not really soundproofing. And that's right. Another big scam that people get involved in. There's people that try to sell you really flimsy, teeny tiny little things, and you can soundproof a room and soundproof your booth with it. And I'm like, no, you'd really have to cover like the totality of your room or your booth or whatever with like 4-inch thick, you know, really dense stuff for it to be soundproofing.
Right.
That's a totally different thing.
I don't even want to talk about how much money I spent on like fake soundproofing when I first got into voice. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do. Like a lot of people want to jump in, and so they want to spend money and get and be like, you know, they see content creators and they want to be like them. And I totally get that. But luckily, you two are out here trying to champion that idea of, okay, you've got money to spend and you want to jump in. Like, you should take classes. You should, you know, get a coach. You should do some things to get prepared before you start spending all this money, because a lot of people get involved and they drop a couple thousand dollars on some equipment and some soundproofing stuff, and then they don't really like it. So you won't know until you've had some classes or done some training or something. So
absolutely. And that's one thing I love about the Astorias content, is that it's so to the point and honest, and you know, you don't BS anybody.
You say try not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mandy's content is the definition of brutally honest, I think.
But with love, right?
But with
like,
love.
I try not to be brutal. I just try to be, kindfully honest. Let's say that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, like, you know, I'm not going to pull. I don't know. I just, what's the point of not being truthful?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to help people and you're, I can't say it's not like you're totally not trying to sell something, but you're not really trying to sell most people on TikTok something. So, but,
yeah.
But full disclosure, I get, you guys do both offer some other resources and things. So I don't want to say that you guys do everything and don't, I guess, you know, everything is basically available on TikTok. You get all kinds of advice, but you guys are selling stuff too. So if people are interested,
I don't anymore.
You don't anymore? Oh, okay.
No, I got drilled into by someone in the industry about one of my demos that I wrote. So now I'm kind of on a hiatus from writing demos, trying to just improve myself.
Well,
but,
yeah.
I mean, that kind of just goes to show people shouldn't be selling things unless they really, really know what they're doing, especially something as important. It's like a demo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And there's people that do sell it. I thought I was ready, but I guess I wasn't. Huh. But there's a ton of, especially on TikTok, like you were talking about these like side hustle creators.
Oh, that, yeah. It's always the side hustle that if you could make $300 an hour, why wouldn't you do that as your full-time job and not just a side hustle?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very interesting how easy people pretend it is. I feel like, I don't even know if they know that it's not as easy as they think it is. I think they just like read about it online and then immediately go and tell other people about it.
Yeah.
It's scummy business practice, but.
Right.
Well, and there are lots of, big creators who say that they're voiceover actors and maybe they are like, who am I to judge how you do your business? But they get on and say, oh, well, it's the easiest job or easiest side gig ever. And there's nothing easy to me about being a voiceover actor. So, I mean, I'd love to hear their definition of easy.
Right. And well, 90% of the business is the business. I mean, it's you're acquiring work, you're working with agents, you're sending auditions in, you're trying to get in front of people. And it's not 90% just talking into the microphone and doing goofy voices or whatever perception people have of it too. So, So you both, I think, you know, we started on TikTok. I believe that's what we said earlier. So then how did we migrate to having a Discord server? And then what was your initial goal of starting the I think Mandy's Discord server came first, is that right? Okay, so
I think yeah and we kind of started, you know, I put it together and then Chris was so kind and offered so much help in helping me understand what to do and how to set it up, and was really kind in doing a lot of the groundwork in setting it up and making sure that, you know, simple things that I didn't know how to do were there, and permissions and all that other kind of stuff. And as people started to join and as it kind of started to grow, we realized that respectfully, we have sort of different goals about it. And my goal, first and foremost, is always about education of the business and education of, you know, how kind of things work on that side. And Chris's goals were slightly different than mine. And so we were like, okay, like, I'm going to focus on my shit and, like, you kind of do, you know, branch off and do your stuff. But let's remain, you know, like, keep it, dual action here. So let's stay kind of stay in touch, you know, servers that can that are linked. So we call them sister servers.
Yep, sister servers.
And there's lots of people who are in both. I don't know. I don't even know how many would be in both. I would venture to guess like probably 40, 45% of the people are in both.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
And just point of fact, I just wanted to stop and say, so Mandy's server is Astoria Redhead's server, and then Chris's is VAs of TikTok. So just, we'll probably cover that again near the end because I want people to know what they're called so they can join. But and then at some point then you decide that you wanted to make your own server and kind of have a slightly different angle to it. So how did you get started with that, Chris? And what was your initial kind of ideas of what that server was going to be?
Yeah, so I'm all for education. I was an educator for 10 years. But my idea with making a Discord server was more of like kind of a like community focused, like a not fully devoted to education. And I think it's really, really good to have that separation between our servers because if someone comes in saying, hey, I have all these questions, and I say, hey, go over to Astoria's server.
Yeah.
She has everything you could ever need listed in her server. And if it's not there, she'll be happy to answer you, I'm sure. And people just kind of hang out and read scripts and stuff in my server.
But likewise, you know, people come into mine and they're like, I want to practice this or I want to do this. And I'm like, okay, well, head on over to Chris's because he's got all these kinds of things happening in there. So have at it.
Right. And so if you, listener, are unfamiliar with Discord, there's sort of a learning curve to it. And it's easier to have these communities kind of split up this way because there's too many things running down the sidebar to have them kind of both going on at the same time. And I feel like people would probably get mixed up. And so this was really, I think, the best way to do it. But yeah, there's a lot of educational resources in Astoria's Discord server, and we've got all kinds of information about how to get started and what all the different verticals are. And there's there's voice chats and things that happen sometimes, but they're not really as frequent as over in Chris's. Sometimes we have guest speakers come in and we do like tech days, and the part that I'm, I guess, involved in is we've got a channel just for engineering help. So if you need to contact an audio engineer and ask questions about anything at all, if you want, you know, there's a section for gear recommendations and booth stuff. And but I'm usually the one hanging out in there, and sometimes Mandy jumps in too and answers questions. and then over in Chris's, there's a lot of like script sharing and practice stuff that's being shared around, things that people have written or found. And then there's a lot of like nights where people get together and just do group reads and practice sessions and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good place to kind of, you know, get your toe in the water and start building some chops and figuring it out if this is the kind of thing that you want to do. So and I think they're both really beautiful, wonderful things that communities, and there's lots of really talented and really nice people. So there's something for everybody. And if you're just getting started, or if you're kind of intermediate and you want to maybe find out about some coaches and some other things and get yourself to the next level. And I mean, there's stuff for days for both servers. So
I tell people all the time, I feel like Astoria server is like one of the most valuable resources for beginners on the internet. I link people to, you know, I want to be a voiceactor.com.
Yeah.
And Astoria server right up there with it.
Thank you. That's so kind.
And I want to be a voice actor. I think that's D. Bradley Baker's website. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah. I got to meet him. He was a nice guy. His line was busy, so I didn't get to really talk to him much, but it was really nice to meet him. And if you couldn't have told by now. I've been a pretty big voice acting nerd for a long time, even though I'm not really a practicing, like, working voice actor. I usually, as far as that kind of stuff goes, I edit stuff for people sometimes and work in music, but I've been a huge fan of animation and discovered, you know, that there were people behind those voices at a pretty early age, and lucky enough to live in the odd state of Indiana where we've got several major conventions now every year where voice actors come, and so I get to meet a lot of cool folks. But it's
awesome.
Just weird
that
it happens in Indiana. I don't know why it's the convention hotbed, but it is for some reason. I mean, I know, like, you know, New York and LA still have, like, the biggest ones. But as far as the Midwest goes, like, Indianapolis has some of the biggest conventions. And I really don't know why.
Yeah,
all that space.
Also,
yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big convention center. And
yeah.
But anywho, so I wanted to ask each of you if there was something that you were, like, particularly proud of that you'd accomplished as far as your TikTok community or your Discord community. Was there just anything that you look back on, like somebody, maybe an event that you had, or, you know, somebody came and made a, you know, took your advice or whatever, and it worked out really well for them. Just anything like that?
I could speak first on that. I've had a lot of people reach out and say that my challenge videos kind of have awoken a passion for acting within them. And even if it doesn't lead to, like, a career or anything, it's always cool to see people learning about a passion that they never knew they had.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice to hear that people, and some people have reached out and said, hey, I got my first ever role because of, you know, the advice that you've given or
aww,
you know, I never
so
even
awesome.
Thought of. Yeah, it's so heartwarming. So I guess that would be what I'm most proud of.
Oh, that means I get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say probably, like, similarly, I get messages from people who, you know, say, I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know where to start. And, you know, it's nice that you have all this information for free, and, you know, that's definitely makes it all worth it for me, is just being able to help people who don't know. Like, when I was first starting out in voiceover, it wasn't the cool thing. Like, I was the loser kid who was doing voiceover, and there wasn't that many. Like, everyone else was focusing on other things, and it was something that wasn't seen as the cool thing to do. So there was zero resources, really. Like, nothing online, no people teaching it, especially not to kids. So I really had to scramble and figure a lot of shit out. And so if I can help people be a resource for somebody who might not otherwise have it, like, that's my goal. And I feel like a lot of people have said, well, you've accomplished that because I wouldn't know where to begin if I didn't see your video. So that to me is, if one person feels that way, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And if we know anything about the community, there's probably people that are too shy to step up and say that still.
For sure.
So
for sure.
Hopefully there are many people out there that have been inspired by you guys in the greater community too, because there's people that are not us that contribute a lot to those communities and inspire folks too. So. So where do you guys see your content going in the future? And do you have any big goals, like, next year and the year after? And, is any hopes and dreams that you're, you know, people that you might reach or anything like that?
I probably will continue doing what I'm doing right now, the challenge videos. You know, people like them. They had fun. You know, as long as people keep enjoying them and having fun with them, I'll keep making them. I have had periods of, like, I wouldn't say dry spell. I don't think it's the right word, though. creative block is
yeah,
what I
writer's
should say.
Block, or yeah.
Yeah, where I haven't made a video for a while. That does happen from time to time, but as long as I can come up with things that I'm proud to, you know, put out to the public.
Of course. I'll
keep making those. I also want to, I'm like a big believer in, I think there should be a free form of education for everything, a free option for everything.
Yeah.
Voiceover included, of course. It'll be less specialized than going to a coach and paying for it.
Right.
But I would like to open doors for people to get at least a basic education for free, which, funnily enough, is what Astoria does. So for now, I've just been, you know, sending people over her way. But, you know, maybe once I'm more established in the voiceover world, I can kind of help out in that regard.
Yeah. What about you, Mandy?
Yeah. Obviously, education for all is super important to me, too. And I don't think, you know, I do believe that there has to be a certain amount of gatekeeping in the entertainment industry, because if there wasn't, then nothing would ever fucking get done. It would just be flooded with people doing all kinds of things that, you know, aren't very good. So it's important to have a little bit of gatekeeping with things. But I also think it's important that there is no gatekeeping to education.
Right.
I think everyone deserves to be able to learn and get better and grow. So, yes, like Chris said, like, I will definitely continue to make those videos. But I have had a whole lot of fun creating some new characters. As you mentioned, voiceover actor help desk kind of just came out of nowhere. but I'm having a lot of fun with her. And, you know, I'm coming up with a couple of more characters to drop in there and in between, because I feel like she's educational too. Like, she gets to say some things that maybe I don't necessarily get to say in the way that I want to say them. So I say them through her.
Right. She's pretty snarky. So
she is. But she's got a whole lot of love to her too.
Right.
So I feel like more of those kind of things are coming down the pipe. So stay tuned.
Oh, and not to mention that you have your own podcast now that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple, but yeah, centered. The Trivio Pursuits with two other voice actors, and we just.
Who are?
Ryder and Matt Baker, who are both incredible. Like, Ryder is the voice of every NFL promo you're hearing on TV. Matt Baker is the voice of Discovery Channel and does Shark Week. And I mean, they're both incredible voiceover artists. I don't know why the hell they want to partner with me, but we just have a lot of fun. Like, we do trivia. We kind of talk shop a little bit. We have some really fun people come on, and it's just a blast. It's not one of those traditional podcasts, I feel like. It's really just three nerds being nerdy over drinks.
Right. Now, they needed you for the "you're wrong" soundbite.
Exactly. My one contribution that lives on in every episode.
Yeah. But then you guys also have guests too. Most recently, I think, was Lindsay Sterling, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Lindsay Sterling. She was awesome. Very fun.
The violinist?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she was very kind enough to come join us while she was on tour, and on like her day off, she joined our podcast, and she was fantastic. Very kind, very sweet, and a very interesting life. You know, she went on America's Got Talent, was told that she sucked, and was that she was never going to be, you know, doing what she's going to be doing, and look at her now. Like, she is just a friggin' rock star, so... there you go, kids. Never let anyone tell you that you can't do your dream or that you're not good enough, because fuck that.
Right. But an easy way to get there is education and practice. So
yeah, for sure.
And I'm a big believer in the adage that luck is when opportunity meets preparedness. So one of these days, if you're in the pool, or if you have your ear to the ground, or whatever you want to say, there will be an opportunity that comes by. Mm-hmm. Like, if you, I mean, it might not be tomorrow, might not be next year, it might be 10 years from now, but there will be an opportunity that you could snag, and it's just whether or not you're prepared and ready to grab that opportunity or not. So,
sure.
If you put in the work and you're training with coaches and taking advantage of all the free resources that we have here on Discord and on TikTok that you guys provide, you'll be in a much better place to snag that opportunity when it comes up. You'll be ready. So,
and not being afraid to ask questions. You know, I find that a lot of people that come to me are fearful of asking, being afraid that it's something stupid or something that I've already talked about, or, you know, they're afraid of asking. And cut that out, guys. Like, just ask. Like, don't be afraid to ask. Yes, it helps if you try to find the answer on your own first. but it's okay to ask other people's opinions. It's okay to ask. It's okay to seek out answers from your peers. I don't care if they have 5 million followers, if they have 500 followers, that really doesn't matter. You know, follower count isn't indicative of the knowledge that they contain. So don't be afraid to ask your peers, regardless of what their social standing, you know, is.
Sometimes it's quite the opposite. I've seen people with a lot of followers that not a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We see that far too often, I think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And if you're anything like me, you've got almost no followers and almost no knowledge. So,
boom, roasted.
Right. You know, I'd just like to take a moment to say thank you to the dozens of bots that make up my follower count, because it seems like that's most of what I get.
Yeah, TikTok is weird. Like you said about luck, I think a lot of TikTok comes down to luck, whether if your videos do well or not.
Right.
The magical algorithm that doesn't seem to have much sense behind it. Like you said, you kind of have to put yourself out there if you are going to be swept up by that luck.
Right.
I consider myself extremely lucky. I don't know why my videos took off the way they did. But if I wasn't making them, they wouldn't have taken off, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it helps that you know, that you're talented and intelligent and, you know, nice and likable. Like,
on,
all of
on.
That, you know?
Yeah.
All of that, I would say, kind of contributes, Chris.
I appreciate that. You're too kind. But yeah, TikTok is a very, very weird place.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that aren't really creators, but just people that put their talents on TikTok or really any platform, they kind of let themselves get dragged down by the numbers. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, I've duetted your videos, and they only get 10 views, and they get a mean comment or two. And it really, really sucks what social media can do to your perception of yourself and your talents.
Yeah, it's a double-sided coin for sure.
Yeah, there's incredibly, incredibly talented people that just don't get views on their videos, and it's not because they're not talented. It's because it's an algorithm.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I feel like if more people would stop and lend a like, or just put a comment, even if it was just like, you know, a thumbs up emoji or whatever, it's like, you know, some of these people have a lot of followers, and a lot of them are friends, and, you know, it would just take a second to stop and interact with it in some way, and it's not like it costs you anything.
Right.
So, you know, if you're in these communities, and or if you're about to be, because you've been inspired to hop in and play with us, you know, just take a second and interact with these people. You know, leave a like or leave a little comment, just anything to, and that helps get people noticed more. And you know, we don't know a ton about, you know, how the algorithm works, but usually if a lot of people are commenting and stuff, it's working. So, you know, I've got enough like personal friends on TikTok that if like every one of them left a like or a some kind of short comment on anything that I ever posted, they would probably get, you know, 10 times the views or whatever that they do. So
Yeah. I think TikTok's also hard with that because I would say most people don't go, like on YouTube or something, you can go looking for a specific person.
Yeah.
But if you're just scrolling through TikTok, you kind of just get what they give you most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there is a following tab that,
that's true.
And that it'll pull up people that you are following, but that still doesn't guarantee that you'll come across like one of my videos or one of Mandy's or one of yours. So,
mm-hmm.
Right.
It is a fickle mercurial beast, but we are still drawn to it.
Right.
Yeah, I spend way too much time scrolling through mindlessly.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I think that there's evidence in our in Mandy and I's TikTok chat log about that.
It's a nice little community, though. I've had like a little kind of like side community outside of the Discord, kind of like on TikTok form, mm-hmm. of people who like tag each other in the videos that I post and comment on each other's videos, and it's really, really nice.
I love that.
Yeah, and I think they had like a meetup recently. I saw one of their videos where they all met up
IRL
a couple months ago. Yeah.
That's so really cute. Cool.
Yeah. That's actually one of the things that I didn't mention that I'm proud of about my community. I've had a couple people get married that met.
Oh, my God. Wow. You are changing lives all over place. That's amazing.
Like, yeah, it's a crazy, crazy feeling.
Yeah, wow. And it's a testament to, if you put positive energy out into things, you never know, how that's going to affect people and who's going to pick up and ride that wave and where it's going to take them.
To the chapel, baby.
Yeah. Las Vegas.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's super, super cool. I obviously can take no credit for it, but I do anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these communities wouldn't have existed, or at least they wouldn't exist the way they do now if it wasn't for you guys and all your hard work. Somebody might have stepped up and done it, besides, but they probably wouldn't have been as awesome.
Aww.
Too kind.
But yeah, I've met some cool people just in the Discord community too, and I've helped some people identify some issues with their spaces, and I even met a guy, I won't call him out just in case I didn't get pre-approval or whatever, but he's a musician and I've done some stuff with him too, mixed one of his tracks for him, and so.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, there's been been a lot of cool avenues and lots of cool people to meet, and it's cool, especially to be in post-COVID world where there's a space to get together and hang out with like-minded people and stuff.
Definitely.
Absolutely, and I wish the Astoria server specifically existed a couple of years ago, or I guess more than a couple of years ago now, 4-ish years ago, when I was flying blinds and going on Amazon and buying foam and buying a weird USB microphone. Mm-hmm. I could have saved myself a lot of troubles.
Yeah, that's what
you
always
live, you learn. Yeah. You live, you learn.
I know, especially with this industry, and and for some people it's a hobby, but there's this itch to spend money on it. Like, they want to get started and spend money and get stuff.
Yeah.
And having gear is cool. I'm way more guilty of than anybody about just buying gear. I don't have a ton of microphones to pick from, but I've got way more audio software and stuff than I probably can ever use at any one time. Go ahead.
I think that's part of education, and what makes it so valuable is that educators can talk about the mistakes that they made. Mm-hmm. And help other people not make the same mistakes.
For sure.
Because I will tell everybody, hey, don't buy a fucking microphone before you have taken classes or before your space is treated. It's not going to sound good.
Right.
Trust me, I did it. Yeah. I know.
The siren song of the B&H is very, it pulls you in. And I totally get that. And you both know I'm such an advocate for telling people not to buy anything. Nothing. I accept stuff for your education, and that's classes and coaching and whatnot, because you just don't know. You don't know what you're doing, and that's okay. It's a sweet spot. You don't know what you're doing for such a short period of time. And so you got to try to enjoy that period of not knowing, because then you're able to figure out stuff without making some of those big mistakes. You're going to make mistakes, but you're not going to make those big ones that we made, before you. Mm-hmm. And that sweet spot of not having anything and being able to learn and grow and start fresh, like, you only get that chance once. So try to bask in it instead of rushing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it should be an exciting time, and, you know, like, you're wanting to gobble up everything you can know.
But I get it. Like, the eagerness to start and perform and get mm-hmm. roles and cast and agents. And that, like, I get that. I get how exciting that is and how eager you are to start. And I'm not, like, you know, you, the collective you, whoever is listening.
The royal you.
Yes. But like I said, you're going to have plenty of time for that. You're going to have plenty of time where you are, you know, working on your business. But the short little period of time where you are not, it's try to enjoy that. Try to enjoy that space where you're not pushing and hustling and, you know, scrambling for other things. In this period, like, you should just be able to focus on you. And that is such a gift.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You always hear people say that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and that's very, very true of voiceover. It's a long road,
right,
as I'm sure you know. And, there's no rush.
Right. And, yeah, sometimes—
And there's no cheat codes. Yeah, like, just no cheat codes for it. Like, if you try to cheat code, you're going to fuck it up.
Right. Or you'll get one success, and then when the next time comes around, they'll be
like,
you're
not gonna know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, you're not gonna be prepared for that next, your second rodeo.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. What you guys have been talking about made me think, sometimes people get lucky and they're in the right spot at the right time. They're exactly who the casting people are looking for, and they rise up really quick. Now, they could be really talented, and they could maybe have been training since they were a kid or whatever, but I think some people get discouraged when they think that it's going to be that easy, because so-and-so on YouTube or whatever, like, blew up, and now they're making a career out of doing voices, or somebody on Disney hired them for something. And it's not always that, I don't know, how to say it, but it's not that easy for everybody. And we see the success stories. People like success stories, and people share success stories, but people don't really talk as much about the defeats and the long road sometimes to get there. So, it's definitely a marathon for most people. I mean, some people, for one reason or another, they kind of get to skip ahead in line, but maybe they were prepared, maybe they were ready, and they had what it takes, and maybe you're just not there yet. You need to keep going, and you need to keep practicing and coaching, and then if you get a good coach, they'll let you know when you're ready. So,
and not just one coach, I mean a bunch of coaches.
Well, yeah.
And you're never gonna know the reasons why you were cast in something mm-hmm. or not. Like, you just won't ever have that information. So instead of chasing that, just get good. Get really good.
Get good,
be
bro.
A damn good actor. Make good choices and meet people, and don't be an asshole. And that will serve you way better than trying to chase, someone else's success path. Like, because it can't, someone else's success path isn't going to be replicated for you. It's just, you're a different person, and you know different people, you have different skills, you have a different life. So trying to replicate someone else's success path is just spelling out not success.
Yeah.
She said so eloquently.
and Michael made a really, really good point about how you see people's successes, but generally people don't talk about their failures. And I had the same conversation with a buddy the other week who was kind of getting discouraged because he was seeing on Twitter or, you know, wherever, all these people sharing all these wins and doing so great in their careers and doing all these amazing things. And he felt stagnant because he wasn't doing it. I mean, obviously he's happy for his friends, but, you know, it is easy to fall into that trap of feeling like you're not on the same forward trajectory.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I think, one of the dangers of social media is, you know, not letting that get to your head.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, people like success stories and they'll share that all day long. And you know, and we should, like, we should celebrate when we have successes, but, you know, you don't often like see, you know, news pieces about the 10,000 hours that it took, you know, people like, you know, athletes to get to where they were. I'm sure a lot of the champion athletes and all the best ball players and stuff have a lot more losses than they have wins. You know, if you start looking all the way back to when they first started, when they were a teenager or whatever. So, you know, it's just, I think it's important that people keep that perspective is all, because sometimes it just takes a long, long time for that opportunity to hit. And there's no, like Mandy said, there's no cheat code to make it happen. So you just have to, you know, be a decent person and look for opportunities and it'll happen eventually.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But be a good person is kind of high up on that list.
Pretty high up on that list.
If you're an asshole, nobody's going to want to work with you. If you're a creep, nobody's going to want to work with you. Like, it's not hard. So, you know, don't be an asshole.
Yeah. I've met people that are incredibly talented but are assholes. And I've met people that are still talented and are nice people. And I'm going to recommend the nice person over the asshole every day. Even if the other person might even be better suited for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're an asshole.
So. Right. Yeah. I listened to a lot of Rob Paulsen's podcast, and, you know, and he talks about, you know, his very long career. There's only been a few assholes that really got very successful in, like, Hollywood cartoon voiceover. And he was like, and it's because they are very, very good. He's like, you better be the best of the best if you're going to be an asshole, because nobody's going to want to hire you, but they'll hire you because maybe they have to, because you're so damn good. But you know, more than likely you are not good enough to be an asshole. So, you know, just do the right thing. Be a good person.
Yeah. This is a very people-centric field. You have to work with people. You have to communicate with people.
Yeah. It's very collaborative. Like, so, voiceover is very collaborative, especially because there's, if you're doing voiceover for, somebody wrote whatever it is that you're reading, and then somebody is recording and editing it, and somebody's, you know, had to approve all of this and it fit the brand or whatever they were doing. I mean, all the verticals are different, but, there's a lot of hands involved in creating stuff that voiceover goes into. So, like I said, 90% of it is the business of doing it, and 10% or less is the actual recording part. So, you know, don't be an asshole. I don't know how to stress that anymore. Well, I think we've pretty much run the gambit here. It really means a lot to me that you guys took some time, especially here between the holidays, to sit down with me and do this and talk about our Discord servers and stuff that we're all hopefully, obviously, very passionate about. But
well, thank you for setting it up.
Yeah. You're welcome. I did the thing.
You did the thing. You got us here.
It took a little while.
Yeah.
It's like if you ever run a D&D campaign, you know how hard it is to get
three
or four adults in the same room at the same time.
Right. Yeah. That I quit playing D&D basically because of that, because the game that I was in would sometimes take a 6-month hiatus, and I was like, you know, I don't even remember what we were doing or why I should care. So.
I'm just
not going to do this anymore.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's another
so much
thing that's kind of in showbiz is, like, it's scheduling is a big thing. It's hard to get people to be in the same place at the same time. And that's another thing I don't think people talk about very much, because show business is all about trying to hide, it's all perfect and beautiful and everything looks amazing, but they won't tell you how they got there and all the trickery that went into it. Mm-hmm. But, I try to be, fairly transparent about stuff on the podcast, because it's very obviously not like big time showbiz stuff. So sometimes, episodes start and then 6 months later they finish, and, sometimes episodes get recorded and they don't get edited and done for longer than they should. And sometimes they're done the next day. It's just, it's up to my whim.
I feel that as a creative.
Right.
Sometimes you have that juice and sometimes you don't.
Right. I feel like whatever Mandy's juice is, she should bottle that and sell it, because she's always, always on it.
Well, I try. I try to be as active as I would want someone, as active as I would want someone to be for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if you were starting off and
if I were, yeah,
and you were wanting content from somebody, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. For me, it's a little too much. You could back off a little bit.
And good night.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Uh huh.
I just dashed my chances of ever being on the Trivia podcast.
And on that note, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Right. Well, thanks so much for sitting down with me and doing this, guys. And if you like this kind of content, you can follow Michael's Mixdown. The podcast is free. You can listen to it on anywhere. If you happen to have a paid subscription to Spotify or iTunes or whatever, you can listen to it pretty much anywhere that you would normally get your podcasts. And you can follow me on Facebook and on TikTok. I'm in m.mixdown. You guys want to tell the people where they can find you?
I'm at Chris Greenfield VA on TikTok. That's pretty much it.
And VAs of TikTok on Discord.
Yes.
Yeah, VAs of TikTok. That's capital V, capital A, S of TikTok.
And I'm Astoria Redhead on TikTok and as well as Discord.
Right. And then your server is Astoria Redhead's server. So.
Yeah, super original.
We had a channel talking about server names. So I don't
I feel like there's going to be some big changes in 2024 to the server. So we'll chat about that moving forward.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I'm sure I'll see you guys around, and hopefully our listeners will tune in to what you guys are all up to. So thanks again.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yep. Happy New Year. See you guys.